Aber mein Blase, hier ist Göbe, wo wir kamen, hier darf man mit Beis. Hier ist so. Na loch ist, Göbe mein Avada. Wir are Göbe vom Avada. Meaning, what's the case? If the Leube, that a Malve lent money to a Leube, and the Leube now defaults on payment, doesn't have anything to pay, any cash to pay, so the Malve can go and claim from his, from the Leube's property. The law is, you can even claim from Avodim.
Just to clarify, as we begin, the Rav said this is only if he has no passion.
By labor, definitely. That we learned in thesis. A labor has to pay with cash. Yes. In case you didn't know, Nachman was the Boki in Momus. Is always we say Alocha Kirb Nachman B'dayan. In Momenus, we pass on Kirb Nachman. So Nachman, this is good rekka for the story because as we'll see, the Ula is very intimidated by Nachman. Nachman said to Ula, Evlaza said it, even regarding claiming from Yisraelim, meaning, what happens if the father took a loan and died? And bequeathed his eved to Yisraelim. Are you goyva also from the Yisraelim, this eved? Halacha is by metaltelin, you're not goyva from Yisraelim. Halacha is you only goyva karka from Yisraelim, not metaltelin. So if a father dies and bequeaths a car to the son, the malva can't be goyva it. Can't be goyva from a yosem metaltelin, but Karkois, you can. So Reb Nachman was trying to clarify this from Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman said, you're goyve from Avodim. So what did he mean? Well, what's the chiddush you're trying to say, Bechlal, that you're goyve from Avodim? You must be referring to when the father died. Because if the father didn't die, as we're going to see in a minute, you can be goyve anything from a loiva. If the loiva doesn't have money to pay, then he has to pay metaltin if that's what he has. So karkois, metaltin wouldn't make any difference. So if you're telling us, if others come up, big Kiddush, the law is you're giving from Avodim, it must be come to say that Avodim is considered Kal Kois, Avodim is considered Kal Kal with an Afgumina, what's a practical ramification, if it's Kal Kois or Metadlin, where they can be given from Yisraelim. So he said, hey, that's what Reb Loza was talking about. Reb Loza was talking about even from Yisraelim, I feel if he asked me, to which Ula felt intimidated and answered back, Loi, Mine. Rebelozo actually was only talking about to be goyva from the Loiva. That the Loiva has Avodim, you can be goyva from it.
What's the issue?
Why? What's your question?
Well, if he's still alive, then you can collect from anything as long as he has history.
Excellent. Just 2,000 years late, but that's perfect. The Gemara asked Akasha, pray the Gemara. Pray the Gemara. Mine. Mine. From him? From the Loiva? Kasve. You can even take it from his coat. Meaning, if a Loiva's got a coat, and that's all he's got to pay out with, we'll take his coat away. So we can even take from his coat. There's no chiddush in telling him you can take from his avod. We can even take from his clothes. Right? It's his cloak. And even it's really a cloak. Even on his cloak that's on his shoulders, you could as well. So what's this? So what's your big chiddush? So this is the halacha which Reb Loza is teaching us. There's no chiddush whatsoever. And for the Gemara, Achamai Skinon said, Ula back. No, we're talking about a specific case. Shasoi apoy ki. The Loiva, when he took the loan, declared that this eved will be an apoytiki. What's an apoytiki? Apoytiki is a special shibud, which means like this. Normally, when a person borrows money, all of his property is meshuvad for the chayv. And whatever he's got available, that's what the malva is going to be able to claim. If the loiva doesn't have anything available, then the malva will go to the lekuchos, will go to the people that bought it and say, listen, he borrowed money, you bought his things, I'm taking it away from you. There's something called an apotiki. Apotiki is apoi, tehei, koi. The Shiva, the Malva, tells the Leva that I'm not happy about this system, that I'll just take whatever's left over. I want you to commit that particular land is going to be that Shiva, going to be Mishubad, and the Shiva is going to be primarily on that. And if you sell that land, I'll be able to get that land back, even if you've got other land. Yeah, you can imagine the person's got some not such quality land and some better quality land. So the Malva says, I want an apoitiki, means I want you to commit that particular land is going to be Mishubad, primarily Mishubad for the Choyb.
The Malva wants this for the
Lovid. No, the Malva is telling the Lovid to declare it. It's the Lovid that has to make this apoitiki, but the Malva obviously wants it. Of course, because it's a better quality land. And if I wait until you've sold all your land, then you'll be left with some lousy land, I'll be getting some rocky land. I don't want that. I want a particular land. So if he makes an apoitiki, it's a chidush. Even if the Leiber's got Bnei Choyin, even if the Leiber has some other property, the Malva's got a right to go and claim from that apoitiki, from that land that was Meshubad for the primarily Meshubad, all the land Meshubad. This was the main Shibud was on that land. So Metatlin, you can't be good. But by Karkois, by Avodim, we'll see.
The Tavlin be appointed.
As far as I remember, no.
Only
land. Yeah, as far as I remember, no. It's only land. And because Metadlin is not, something doesn't have a curl, so therefore, I'm pretty sure he's not going to help you. But we'll see as we learn through this.
There's supposed to be that overrides what we learned before about, like, this as well, that it's entitled only to Beninus, but not
Beninus. No, he's certainly going to be Beninus. But what happens if he's sold all his business and he's left with the Ziburis? So you get from the Ziburis. Right. If you make an apoitiki, then you can get from that.
But you can't have a apoitiki for an upgrade. Like he can't apoitiki property as being, like, there might be Edis, even though he's only entitled to business. He says, I'm not going to make this loan to you unless I get this particular property. Would that override what we've learned?
Well, if the labor wants to commit to give the idis, maybe it would work if that's what you used before. Yeah.
When the Delhi asked about the property, Malva can be voted from the person who bought it to the property.
Yeah,
but
sure.
He was talking about
it. Sold it, yeah. So we have to check that up. I'd rather know not, but it could be Teicha Sugi may well have a deal for kids. We'll check that out. Halakha Maisa, definitely you can't, but we'll have to check up the fee, how we're going at the moment in the Gemara. But at the moment, he's saying, Avodim, if ever he made it as an apotiki, and that's the story. So we're talking about the person I'm claiming from the Loiva. I'm claiming from the Loiva. And the Loiva, we were taking from his coat. No, we're talking about he sold it. But he made an apotiki. And that's the story here. We're saying a chiddush that despite the fact that it's only Eved, you can still claim it. Why? Because you made an apotiki. And that was the.
As opposed to the metatlin.
But that's what it seems to be. Yeah, as opposed to metatlin. Yeah. We're going to see as we go along. So we see, also have the apotiki, and machoi, balchoi, goive, amen. Sorry, I missed that. Lahoch my skin, so sorry, apotiki. Kidurov. Like Rava said, so Amar Rava, like Rava said, also Avdei Apoitiki, if he makes his Eved as an Apoitiki or Mochoi, and he sold it, Balchoyiv Goyvem, the Balchoyiv can claim from him. But Shoy Apoitiki or Mochoi, if he makes a Shoy an Apoitiki and he sold it, Ein Balchoyiv Goyvem, the Balchoyiv cannot claim from him. Right? That's what I was saying to him, David. I don't think Metaltin, some Metaltin, you can because it's similar to Shoy. A show you can't. If a show would, if I'd make, if the loiva would make a show in a poitiki and sold it, although the show is live and well, the malva can't take it from there, from the lekuchis, can't take it from those abayit. Why not?
Why doesn't it use the term enosim a poitiki rather than by shore? Maybe it means that he wants to collect from the shore instead of from subim, if he collects from the malva himself, I mean from the loiva himself.
Do I want to say again?
maybe he's designating not that if he sells a shore, he'd be able to collect from it, but I want to collect from this shore if that's the metaltalin that you have left, rather than from the subin that you have.
But it says clearly mochri. Also, right, so that,
you can't make an apot. There has to be, the Gemara seems to say that there is a concept of an apotiki by a shore. Not that you can, it won't help.
I see what you mean. Okay. You say maybe there would be a din, at least as long as he hasn't sold it, I can still say which metaltalin I want. Okay, maybe. That could be.
In the agreement between them all and another, they can agree on whatever they want.
Yeah.
In Basin, when you come back to collect it, though, Basin, they said that you agreed upon it, that it's not
tofes. No, here in this case, in the case we sold it, it's going to be affecting a third party. It'd be very nice you made an agreement together, but we have to worry about the third party.
So Basin may not enforce what you agreed.
Because it's affecting someone else. But as long as it's not affecting somebody else, why should Basin make such a thing? So that could be. Maybe a person could make an apoteki regarding himself, maybe. It might even be, we've seen this before, that Legabin Mazik, we have to know about a lot by Leila, that Mazik, we saw Rashi said that who can decide which land I want? So if it's if the same would peter down by show, if it followed down by Leiva, then the Malva can choose which metaltlin he wants. So then wouldn't need an apoteki, because if you have this, I'm going to take it from it. So that's things which we have to be mavarin, right? Mm-hmm. Regarding our so we're talking about he sold it, and there it's clear show that you're selling. Is the fact that you made it a Portuguese not going to be any relevance. Why? My time there. Why? What's the big difference? Why is it that Eved it is and show isn't? Oh, is the color, vahocho, vaho, let's say color. One has a sound, one people know about, and one people don't know about. The person sells an Eved, not when sells an Eved, makes an Eved as an apoteki, so then people know about it. And therefore, if somebody buys it, he's basically putting his money on Al-Keren HaTzvi, as it's called in Hebrew. He's putting his money, they're risky, because it could somebody, you know that this was a poetiki, and despite the fact you bought it, so you'll have to give it back. Now, Zhengin Sho doesn't have a code. That means if I make an animal on a poetiki, nobody will hear about it. And therefore, if somebody buys it, he can't be held responsible for the fact that he made this buying. Yeah, why shouldn't he buy it? He thought you were saying a show. What was wrong with that? There's no way him knowing that the show was meant to be a lien for a particular choyd. And therefore, the malveh can't come up to the local place and say, give me back my show. You were wrong for buying it. I wasn't wrong. I didn't know anything about it. Mamela, the malveh has to give it up on this show. So what did this story say? And then we'll stop a second. What did Ulla say? Ulla told us a chiddush. Ulla said that avodim can be made, you can be goyim from avodim. Now what was his chiddush? His chiddush was Eved like karka. Is that his chiddush? Or was his chiddush that Eved is metatlin, but it can still be some chiddush in that? So he started off saying that Eved is like Eved, you can be goyim from avodim. To which Rav Nachman attacked him and said, if so, this is what the between the lines. If so, you must be saying that Avodim is like karka. Because otherwise there's no chiddush. So if so, you must be saying it can even be goyim from Yisraelim. Is that really what you're saying? That Avodim is like karka? Now they spoke in code words. You don't see that in the words, but that's what he means. I feel him, he asked me, you can goyim even from Yisraelim? What do you mean you goyim from Yisraelim? Then we know that from Yisraelim, you can only be goyva kakois. And if you're telling me that you can be goyva avodim, that must be from Yisraelim, because otherwise no chiddush bechlal. So it must be you're telling me that avodim are kakois. One and one equals two. You're saying you can be goyva avodim. Well, obviously, from the loiva, why shouldn't you be able to be goyva avodim? Why shouldn't you be able to? Elamai must mean from someone else. Who's the someone else? Must be Yisraelim. If it's Yisraelim, and he could be goyim from Yisraelim, it must be, it's kakois. And that was his din. To which Ulla took a step back and said, no, Rai Bechlal, Avodin can be metaltalin. Avodin can be metaltalin. And Therefore, I'm not talking about Yisayim, because you can't be gaven from Yisayim. If it's Metatni, you can't be gaven from Yisayim. So what is it coming to tell me? To be gaven from the Loiva. Gaven from the Loiva, then there's no Chiddush in that. If you gaven from the Loiva, of course it can. Even any Metatni you can. Why are you telling me Avodim? Any Metatni can be gaven from the Loiva. So no, talking about you gaven from someone else, but not Yisayim. Well, to be gaven from someone else, how are you going to be gaven from someone else? Metatni? And you're going to be gaven from someone else. How's it going to be metatlin? You're gaven from someone else. It's talking about and you made an apoytiki. And here's the chiddush eved. Although it's metatlin, you made an apoytiki. You can be gaven from. That's the story. So we see Rashi, and we have to be medayik something in this Rashi. It says Rashi gaven. You have it there. Goyvin. Rashi goyvin choyv min avodim. You can be goyvin a loan from the avodim, a debt. Avilim yasmi. Abai emlach. Avilim yasmi. It makes loiva. If the loiva died, but not fluke, ame yasmi. And his property was bequeathed to the soimim. Mi omer emelozo. Debal goyv. Debal choyv. Goyvin min avodim. Did Rebbe Elazar really say that he could be given from Avodim? Because he must have the status of Karka. In order to be given from Yisayim, he has to have the status of Karka. Answers Rashi, says Rebbe Elazar, no, mine, mene leivat, my own Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar only spoke about from the Leiva. The Baal Chayiv gave him Avodim. From the Leiva, Baal Chayiv gave from Avodim. Or Geborich, the Gemara then asked back. And I bounce back. Even from his cloak on his shoulders, you can take it from. To which the Gemara answers back or not? Yeah, what did Rashi add from it? Kapari. Yeah. Let me tell you something. All the deeper muscles that we have in bold, you probably don't have bold. It's all a new modern thing since about my Bar Mitzvah age. He didn't have it before. And so Rashi was always written as a Pirush, which sometimes you'll find in the Dibba Muscle some extra words or something. Because Rashi. No. Well, Kaporit means, and the Gemara asks. So Rashi, that was Rashi's Pirush. That means if the Gemara, if you read the Gemara without Rashi, you might have said, you don't know what.
It's fine. Right.
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 Rashi.
And then Rashi can say, oh, Kaporit, the Gemara asks, it's a Kasha, Minei. Koi. This why is Rashi using these words funny? Just when you say kam tehei, what do I say? Apoi, apoi, tehei, koi. Rashi's saying that's what apoitiki means. Apoitiki is a shortened of three syllables, of three words. Apoi, tehei, koi, apoitiki. Like an itriki, as we would say.
Contraction.
Contraction, yeah. And then, in the Hebrew, in the Aramaic, it's called that nitrika. It's when in one word you encapsulate three or four different words. So apoitiki means apoitiki on this, on here, this is what it should stand for. Kadoima, mizeh yelecho piroim. From here, this should be a payment for you. Right? The Loiv is saying from this item should be for you, the malveh. A piro in a payment. If he sold this eved, which was an apitiki, goiva balchayv, the men of the balchayv can take it from the loiva and from the lekuches. And the chiddush is that although shor not eved, yes. What's the difference between a shor and an eved? A shor is no coil, and the eved there is coil. So nobody would know about it, and therefore you can't penalize the Nekeach for buying it. And by an Evan there is, and therefore you can.
What exactly is that called? The Evan?
People hear about it. Like a Milva B'Shtah is the same thing. If somebody takes a loan and they write it down with a document with Edim, then people hear about it. Milva Peh, something done word of mouth, isn't. So other than this, I don't know, we have to live in the shtetl a bit, but it was definitely in the time of the Gemara. If somebody would make their Evet as an Apoitiki, well, that would be heard. People hear about it.
So they make this declaration to put together.
Yeah, then why it should be, maybe the Evid himself will start be talking, or the, it's like a real estate exchange, people made something, even though it's Avodah Misayim Metaltli. That's the, there's a coil by that, and there's no coil by Shoyl. Okay, so if we read Rashi, we stop here, second one Rashi. What's the din about claiming from Yisoymen? If he made an Eved and a Poetic. What's an Eved? Lefi this Gemara, what's an Eved? Karko Metatli. Metatli. And Metatli are not normally given from...
Because
why is it Metatli? Because it's a moving item. You have to go the other way around. Why should it be Karkois? Yeah? It's taking on, it's got a dinner Metatli.
Why should it be collected? It's collectible because it's
not
here. Does that mean
it's karka? Yeah, well, no. The Gemara starts off saying you can collect from Avodah. So the Gemara said, Nachman said, well, even from Yisraelim, what did he mean to say? That you treat it as karkois? Because from Yisraelim, you only claim karkois. So it means you treat it as karkois? To which now he's answering back, no, I didn't say you treat it as karkois. I'm saying that you can collect it from the loiva. From the loiva, no chiddush. No, I'm saying that he sold it, he made that up poetically. Now, at this stage, we've said he made the poetically. I'm saying that Bemet, it's got a din of metatlin, it doesn't have a din of kakois. Therefore, if it would stum go to Yisraelim, you wouldn't be able to, if the father died, you wouldn't be able to collect it from the Yisraelim because it doesn't have a din of kakois. But we're talking about here where he made that up poetically. Now, stop a second. If somebody sells metatlin, a loiva sells metatlin to a malva. Sells metatlin. Loiva owned metatlin, he sold it. Can the malva claim the metatlin from those that bought it? No, right? So if avodim on metatlin, which we're taking on, we're saying a chiddush. That despite the fact that metatlin, since there's a coil, God, why was there a coil? Because you made an apoitiki. So then you can claim from the lukuris. The malva can claim from the lukuris. What's the din regarding Yisraelim? Could you claim from the Yisraelim as well? Meaning, if the loiva made this into an apoitiki and then the loiva died, could the malva take this away from the Yisraelim? Do we say, well, just like you could go to the Kuchis and take away from the Kuchis, so too, we can go to the Yisraelim and take away from the Yisraelim. Without it being an apoitiki, I wouldn't be able to take it, not from the Kuchis, not from the Yisraelim. Now there is an apoitiki, and there's a coil, you can take away from the Kuchis. Does that mean also I should be able to take away from the Yisraelim?
Is it really karka?
It's not karka.
Okay.
It's not karka. That's what we're going inside. It's not karka.
Is the apoitiki strong enough to even take away from something like
that? Yeah, exactly. Just like I can take away from the kuchois, just like I can take away from the kuchois, so too you should be able to take away, even though had it not been apoitiki, you wouldn't have been able to take away from the kuchois, so too you should be, maybe you could take away from the yisraelim, even though had there not been an apoitiki, you wouldn't have been able to take away from the Yisraelim. Does the apoitiki make it collectible like a kois?
It would make it, if you can collect it from the Lekuchos, for sure you should be able to collect it from the Yisraelim, their closer relationship to the father.
We've been saying, nice svar. If you can collect it from the Lekuchos, you should be able to collect it from the Yisraelim because there's a closer relationship. Nice svar. But there's a flaw in this svar. It's a nice one, but there's a flaw in it. Why is it that you can collect it from the kufis?
Protect Lokayah, otherwise.
Why is it that you can collect from the kufis? Because it's a code. Yeah.
You should have known better.
You should have known better, not bought it. But he's saying you don't have that svara. But he's saying you don't have this svara that you should have known better because they just got it. So there's a svara here that you could look at it in two ways. And Rashi makes no mention here about Yisemin. Rashi here seems to say, like Rashi, well, even Yisemin, no, from him. And the Gemara seems to say, we're following on with the idea, we're not talking about Yisemin, talking about Apeitikim. Yeah. We could be a riot from there to Hilchus Yisemin. Yeah, so that in Rashi is a bit mashma. He's not talking about Yisrael
because he didn't mention it.
And in the floor of the Gemara didn't seem to back up and say, okay, now we can't even talk about Yisrael. Because the Gemara could have said, "Elo, you're right. We are talking about Yisrael, but it's an apetik." Yeah, the Machma said, "Well, even from an apetik, even from Yisrael." So no, we're talking about from him. Okay, meirtet, why not? Okay, apetik. Does that mean Elo Asa Apotiki mean going back to Yisomim? Or no? We're following on in the discussion, not from the Yisomim Bechlal, and because it's Metatlin. And the reason why you can is because we're talking about from the Kuchos.
Unless the Kuchos is a stronger finish, as you're taking from someone else.
Yeah. So I think we need to try and work out what's this business about the Kuchos. What's this business that sometimes you can claim from the Kuchos, sometimes you can't? So there's a Gemara in, those of you learning Daf Yomi, it must be pretty close, maybe you've even done already. The second last Omud of Bob Basra, where are they holding now?
Not there yet.
Not there yet?
This week.
Okay, this week. So Hachamah for Daf Yomi. I just want to share with you, we'll go through this Gemara just to get a bit of... understanding about what's going on here in the whole suga. I think it's a good agdol. Omar Ula, top of the Gemara though. You see the Gemara? This is the Afkuf Ayin Hei on the base of Basse. Omar Ula, Gimel Mem, Gemara. Omar Ula, Mem Ula? He's a man. Why is this Ula not mentioned in the Gemara? Dvatu, Echad Malve. Echad Malve, Mishtah, Echad Midve, Peh, Goyim, and Echosim, Shabodim. Ula tells us the Chiddush. Dvatu, Alpi, Ikatoya, a milva mishtar doesn't make a difference if the loan was with the document or not with the document. You can be goyva min achosim min shubodim. The malva's got a right to claim it from people who bought it. If the loan sold his property to someone else, the malva's got a right to go to those people and take away their fields that they bought. Kalkois, yeah. Min achosim min shubodim. Property that is meshubed, property that was that meant to be as a lien for a debt, the malva can go and take it away from them, which is a chiddush because we know that you can't. We know if there was alva alpe, if it wasn't done with a shtar, the halacha is you cannot take away from the lekuchos, can't take it away from them. Even though they were meshubed, you can't not take it away from the kufis.
It's
like land, yeah.
You know,
nachosim, meshubodim. That's what.
Means,
yeah, nachom. It can be, but the chiddush is okay. Rashi also says we're talking about kufis. Later, nachonyot, maybe dvatur. You're right. Yeah. So so we're saying that really halacha, if you open up Shulchan Aruch, it won't tell you can do that. But that's the Dva Torah, that's the Ikedim. So it says Ule, Shno, Mina Torah, you could be Goiva, even Milval Peh, you could be Goiva from the Kufis. My time, why Mina Torah you could do? Shibudo de Oraise. Shibud is a din Torah. If a person owes somebody and makes something as a lien, that works minatoya. No, these are his lands. He bought lands and he sold them. He had lands and he sold them. Ve'ela matam omu milval pe eino goyve, ela b'na chosim nechoyim. Why did matam, what's the reason? Omu, Chazal said, milval pe, something which you take as a loan without document. Eino goyve, you cannot claim ela b'na chosim nechoyim, you can only claim it from nechosim nechoyim. Why is it you can't go to, if he's got land which he kept for himself, you can't go to the people who bought land. Why? And not just that, if he sold all his land and he doesn't have any land left, you can't go to the people that bought it. Right? You can't buy. You can't go to Nechos Mishabod. Why not? By Milva Alper. Says the Gemara Hossam. So I missed the place. Can we have? Mishum Seder de Lekuchos. Mishum Seder de Lekuchos. This is a special Takanos Chazal to protect the buyers. Special Takanos Chazal in order to save the buyers from being losing their money. Chazal said, only milval milva bishtar. For the gemara yochi milva bishtar nami. If you're so worried about the lekuchos, so even milva bishtar should be the same din. Answer the gemara. Awesome. Inu dafsido anafshayu. If there was a milva bishtar and the lekuchos still went ahead and bought, they caused the loss to themselves. We don't need to care about them. They knew about it. Milva Mishtal, there's a koyo. Everyone hears about it. They knew about it. And they still went ahead and they bought this land. So we don't need to start worrying about them. We only, a Chazal only have to worry, the basin have to make certain halachas takonis to save people who without, not knowingly, they bought something. Not knowing that it's Meshuvah. Okay, we have to save. Say that Al-Kufra is not. But Milva Mishtal, everyone knows about it. And you still went ahead and bought it, that's your fault. We don't need to make takonis for that. That's the Gemara that Ula taught us. So Ula said, Minatoyo, you should be able to get from Bnei Chayin as well. Minatoyo, from Mishabodim as well. Minatoyo, sorry. Minatoyo, you should be able to get Mishabodim and not only from Bnei Chayim. Minatoy should be able to get from Mishabodim. It doesn't make a difference if it's Milva Alper, Milva Mishtar. Should be able to get from Mishabodim. That's Minatoy. Why should that be? Because Shibud is deraisa. Shibud deraisa means if I take a loan, then my property now really belongs to the Malvin. So what happens if somebody buys a property that I already sold to someone else? I sold my property to, I have to say a name, I apologize, to Reuven. Along comes Shimon and buys again that property from me. Does that sale have any validity? Shimon's sale works? No. Does Shimon claim from Reuven and say, sorry, this is my field, I bought it? No, of course not. Because Reuven got there first. Shibud HaDerais, same thing. Shibud HaDerais means when a Malve gives a loan and the lands are now Meshubah to the Malve, he is the first buyer. If the loiber now goes and sells it, too bad. It's not a sale because it already belongs to the Malvin. Shibud HaDerais. But yeah, Chazal came along and said, one second. If it's a Milva Alper, although that land really belongs to the Malvin, we're going to give it to the Lekeach. Why? Say that the Lekuchos.
If there's no land that's been informed, if Lekeach buys land, he knows he's leaving the seller, his piece of land.
That's right. If there is other land, then obviously we'll go. You're going in the Dvato, you're going in the. Which one are you going on? You stuck in a bit too early, I think. On the Dvato, you're saying. That would make sense anyway, but. Wait, yeah, okay. In the Dvato, I was saying that Minato, you should be able to claim for Shabodim. Obviously, if there's Meichayim there, then why go to that land? There's land here you could take. Minato, you should be able to take from Shabodim. If there are no Bnei Chayin, and even a Milva Alper. But because of Seyd the Lekuchos, Chazal Masakin, not. so that the lekuchos shouldn't lose out, despite the fact that really it wasn't theirs to buy. It really wasn't theirs to buy because she built a deraisa. Oh, but Chazal don't want the lekuchos to lose out. Therefore, they said that the lekeach keeps it. And the mother will have a claim still on the loiva. The loiva will have to come up with some other money.
And it doesn't matter whether there's a call or not, because on the deraisa level.
Right. And I tell you, don't care less about kriya. Along came Chazal and said that only when there's a coil, we'll keep to the deraisa. When there's no coil, we are saying the second one came. So that's the old shibuddha deraisa. Shibuddha deraisa, really, everything should belong to the mother. That's what should be. Takanos Chazal to say no. Now there's another side. By the way, before we move on, it's a quick question, quiz question. This is Ola. Why is it not mentioned in our Gemara?
It doesn't say anything.
It's Amar.
There you go. That's right. That's the answer. All I want is after Ola in the name of it. But here, this is Ola's answer. Very good. Excellent. Rabbi now comes along. Rabbi Omar. Devar Toiro. Mina Toiro, Meike Alokhe. Echon mil de bestaar, echon mil alpe, ene geuven. Elam en achos men echon. Says Rabbi, you should know, it doesn't make a difference. If you ask the Torah, if you ask Hashem, before Chazal came along, if somebody takes a loan, and he had property, and he was meshabed these properties to his friends, to the Malvin, and then he went and sold it, who's got the right to the land? God, the rabbi says, Minatoya, it's the keach who keeps it. Even if there was a shtar, and even if it was a koil, it's the lekeach who keeps it. My time, eh? Shibud elav deraisa. There's no such thing as shibud, Minatoya. It's only a drabonon de takona. There's no such thing as shibud. If somebody took a loan, he took a loan. But the lands aren't as shibud. They don't belong to the Malva. There's no such thing that there is. So why is it that we know that's not true? If somebody took a loan with a document, we say that the Malva does have a right. So why do we say that? Says the Gemara, my time, Shibud Alavjais. Ma'atam omu milva bishtar goyve menachos meshubodim. So why do we say that milva bishtar is goyve? Why do we say that? Answer the Gemara. Good day. Sure, we're on this page today. Yeah?
Oh, it's on
the page. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were back to
the... No. You see where we are? Let's try and help you get back to that.
My time,
Because we're very worried that people won't want to lend. And therefore, people that need loans won't be able to receive them. So in order to make it beneficiary for the loiva, they said, you know what? We're going to say there's something called a shibud. Something called a shibud, and therefore any land that you sell really has to go to the mother. Which is an interesting thing. They took it away really from the rightful buyer, and they gave it to the Malva. Read the Gemara. That's true. That's such a good svara. Even Milva Alpe. Why don't we say the same svara? Answer the Gemara. There's no code. Why is there no code? There's no code. By Milva Alpe, there's no code. And therefore what? And therefore what if there's no code?
Buyers if there's no call, then there's no protection of privacy. We have no one knowing. But there is a small alternative possibility of shield or not.
Chazal can't make a takana, which is on the cheshbon of a keach who had no way of protecting himself. So Bishlein, when there's a coil, Chazal say no, there's a coil, you knew about it. And we're saying that the Malva's got a right to claim, so you shouldn't have bought it. There was a coil for it. So in Cain, if there's no coil, then we can't make such a tikkun. So we just stop here for a second. is coming out an interesting thing. Now that we know that we've had all the basic years of learning, that a malve can claim from a chosim shubodim, and not from bnei choyr, right? I mean, sorry, a malve can claim from a chosim shubodim, right? Like malve can claim even from a chosim shubodim. Only a milva b'shtar, not milva al peh. Where's that from? So we're coming out like this. If your shibud adereisa, if your the minatoyo shibud works, in actual fact, he should be able to claim even from milva al peh. Should be able to claim from that. Even milva al peh should be able to claim. Why can he not claim? That's the question now. Why can he not claim? He cannot claim. Why can he not claim? Because
to protect the buyer.
To protect the buyer. Means the buyer, be'etzem, should lose his stuff. Then, or to protect the buyer, when he couldn't have protected himself, we will say he can keep it. But that's only when he couldn't have protected himself. When there was a coil and he knew about it, then we fall back on the ikedin, that he loses his property because it belonged to the mother. What? That's if you're chibud the rice. If you're chibud the abonon, it's the opposite way around. If you're chibud the abonon, that really the malva shouldn't get anything. He shouldn't get anything. Why do we say he gets something? Why do we say he can claim from Chosem Meshubodim? In order just to help the loiva receive loans. In order to help the loiva receive loans, sorry, Mr. Akiah, we have to take it away from you. Yeah, in order to help the loiva, we have to take away from the care. So if so, why is it by milva al peh we don't do that? Because there's no coil. If there's no coil, then we fall back on the ikedin. Then we say, really, it's meant to be the rakiah, so not the malva. We can't make a takana which will be detrimental for the rakiah when it's going to be in the chesh. Very nice, we'd like to help the loiva, but not on the chesh from the rakiah. So if there's a coil, then what? If there's a coil, then the Lekiah should have known about it. We know there's a Takanas Chazal. He should have known about it. He shouldn't have bought it. If there's no coil, then we have to keep to the Ikala.
But if the Shtars are not out from public record, how is he supposed to know about it?
Yes, the Bait says they are. Can I go with Edim, Shtar, you have a Sofer, you have Edim, and you have three people talking about it. So people know that. Yeah, Chava is Edim.
So that they don't submit the loans to, let's say, the Aston, so someone
could
know.
No, whatever, but you just need at least three people know about it, and then people hear about it. Okay, that's a technicality, which is the basis of the whole Gemara. Okay, then that's the Gemara says over here now. A bit later on in the Gemara said,
well, the sheets
still? Yeah, still on the sheets. Rav Shmuel, a bit later on the page. Rav Shmuel, like, you see, Elo in brackets is two lines after that. The beginning of the line is a little vov in a little half a bracket. You see it? If you still need another maramakam, you have the word devour underlined.
Yeah.
The second one on the page, right? So two lines later, Rav Shmuel. I've given any more marmokemis anyone needs. Rav Shmuel, yeah, be sure you're sure.
I have excellent.
Rav
Shmuel line is so
really wonderful. Rav Shmuel, the Amr Tavayu Milval Pe, Ein a Goybe Loimen a Yolshin VeLoimen a Kupis. Milval Pe, you can't claim from the Yolshin. Now let's work it out. Why should that be? If we now go with the Mahalchan that we learned, Milva al peh, you can't get from the Yoshim. So now if we go, then Shibud deraisa. Does that make any sense? Shibud deraisa. Shibud deraisa means everything goes to the Malva. Why is it that the Loiva, why is it that the Malva can't claim from Milva al peh?
It's a
Takana for the Rakufis. Takana for the Rakufis. Is that applicable by Yisayimim? No, so he should claim from Yisayim. Should claim from Yisayim, right? Because that's the reason you hold Shibuda deraisa. If you hold Shibuda is deraisa, so really it belonged to the Malva. It's just unfortunately the Loiva invested money and we have to cater for the Loiva. So we'll say, okay, giving it to the Loiva. But the Yisraelim don't have that. Yisraelim Pashut, they got it from the father. So as much as meant to be the Malvis, they got the Malvis thing from the father, give it back to the Malvis. It wasn't theirs to inherit. It's exactly that.
So does Rav and Shmuel hold that Nova lapped their race?
Oh, my time, eh? So they said you gave it, you're not giving from the ocean. My time, eh? Shibuda loved the rice. They have to work it out. Shibuda loved the rice. Shibuda loved the rice. And if Shibuda loved the rice, so now if we go back to Shibuda loved the rice, what was the svar? Really, the mother shouldn't get anything. So why does the mother get something? Shalaitin al delis b'pnei lovi. And we said if Shalaitin al delis b'pnei lovi, even milval peh, Teresa's answer was no, milval peh, there's no koy. So why here? By Soimim, should the mother not get it? You still have the Shalaitin al delis. You make the cheshvan. Really, Shibud al Abdurais. Shibud al Abdurais, you should tell me that if you ask the Toyo, the mother doesn't get it. It all belongs to the Kech and Avada, the Levi had the right to give it to his children, and the children should get it. But then there was a takon. What was the takon? Shalaitin al delis. And that really should say everything should go to the Malva. The reason why it doesn't all go to the Malva is because the Levi didn't know about it. Okay, very nice. The Levi didn't know about it. But then here as well, by the same, everything should go to the Malva. Right?
Is this before after distribution?
This is before distribution.
Before distribution?
Yeah.
We look at the Takana, we want to know if the Takana should apply to the Yisraelim also, or whether it should apply to the Yisraelim also.
Well, really? Why should this Takana apply to the Yisraelim?
In the first case, if she would have the Raisa, if they cut it from the Kuchos, there's a reason that it should not have cut it from the because they're not the Kuchos. But if you say that it's the Rabbanan, then the Takana should apply it to the Yisraelim as well as to anybody else who has a
problem. What do you mean by the Takana?
The Takana that they can collect, if she would have only the Rabbanan, they maybe can't, that they can collect.
Right, should also apply to
because from the Kuchos. Because nothing to do with there will be.
Nachon is no coil. We wanted to make up the Kona Shaloitan al Deles. We want to make up the Kona Shaloitan al Deles. Nachon is no coil. But so what? And they didn't invest any money. So if there's a Tekona Shaloitan al Deles, we should say they should be able to claim back from the same as well. So that the Gemara doesn't actually speak out. The Gemara doesn't speak out, but it seems to be a svar that when a person takes a loan, gives a loan, he doesn't think that maybe the person will die and I won't be able to collect it from the kids. He doesn't think about the labor dying. Therefore, that's the right thing what's elsewhere. So therefore, there's no problem with Shalitin on this. What was the reason? Really, it should belong to the Yisraelim. But we have to give it to the Malva because maybe the Malva won't want to lend anymore. Right? And I will say, no, but the Malva will lend. You won't think the labor will die. So therefore, you should be able, you can't claim from the Yisraelim. That's what the Chari is saying. But that is the Milval Peh. It must be Yol Shibuda Lav Dereisa. That's correct. If Yol Shibuda Dereisa, and all reason because of Takon of Lekuchos, so why don't Lekuchos say? So you definitely have to give it back to the Malva. If you're Yol Shibuda Lav Dereisa, then we would say it goes to the Yisraelim can keep it. Then the Gemara brings down Rabbi Yechon and Shimon Lokish. What they say, Domri Chobayu, Milval Pe, Goive, Bein Mina Yoshim, Bein Mina Kuchois. They hold the Milval Pe is Goive Adasof. Yoshim and Kuchois, my time, Shibude the Reis. They hold Shibud the Reis, and they don't hold of this Takon of Kuchois. Therefore, they say that both the Yoshim and the Kuchois have to give it back. That's the okay. So now, based on this Gemara, we're gonna have to work out on Sunday our Gemara. Based on this Gemara, we've now learned Shibud Reis, Shibud Rabbanon, whether it affects the Yisraelim. We're gonna have to work out a Peitiki. If somebody makes an Peitiki, would that be a right then to claim it from the Yisraelim? We'll have to work that one out. There's a Tosis here on this page, Loimen Ayoshin, which we're going to base ourselves on to understand Rashi, but I'll read that to you when we get there. I don't want you to really start having to learn all different tasting, all different Ubershas. But there will be this taste is Loy Min Ayotim. If you want to have a quick look at it, you can, the main line which will be, you can go till I see Miu Ein Nira, you know, can't look through it. From Loy Min Ayotim, which is the Mamasal, until Miu Ein Nira. Miu Ein Nira is the fifth wide line. Till Miu Ein Nira. You see where it is, Shua?
Yeah.
On the fifth white line is the third word. Fourth word is mu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so may on Sunday we'll see the stasis, and then we'll understand. Yeah, we have to see in together, but and then in our Gemara, like we said, we have to see the tasis of Filim and Glima al Kaspi, very short tasis. Kigoncha Sapoitki, that's the big tasis, which is gonna be Chelik and Rashi. And that's enough till Sunday. No, there's a hand in time to think. So, okay, should be well, everyone. If anyone's around in Ramah Aleph, feel free to join Menachem Kiddush, the Shabbos downstairs in the hall. Join Kiddush with the Bar Mitzvah. So, join Kiddush with them. And on Fadayfif, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Who's Bar Mitzvah?
Klein. Somebody from the shul. Yeah, Levi, new here, they moved here recently.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah,
Yosef, yeah.